This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Well, I have some interesting news for you. My grandmother turned 102 this past weekend, and she was born in the year of the Spanish flu, 1918. So she is 102, and I got to call her and talk with her yesterday, and she is still kicking butt. She was a writer, by the way. I guess I get a lot of my writing skills from her, and she has been a lifelong writer, and her brain is still functioning very well at 102. So that's just a little personal note here. This is Mike Adams, pandemic.news. This is your update for Monday, the 16th of March. And a couple of things to really go over today, but the main topic is the speed at which things are happening. The speed takes everybody by surprise. And even in my own actions with my company, healthrangerstore.com, acquiring supplies and so on, and arranging things for staffers to work from home, I've only barely been ahead of the curve. And I'm always the one who's sort of the most ahead of things in society. I'm usually the one who realizes things first, you know, in any given room full of people. You know, I'm typically the one who's sort of raising the alarm first about what is about to happen. So the fact that I am barely ahead of the curve here is another major red flag, that this thing is moving so quickly that even those of us who are usually way ahead are almost getting caught by it. And I even found that even my own prepping was a little bit behind the curve. I did not have enough dog food and chicken feed. So even though I had plenty of preps for myself, I was way behind the curve on dog food and chicken feed. And I've been working to try to, you know, fill that gap in the days since. Now, what's about to happen in America over the next few weeks is going to be an absolute explosion in infections and deaths from the coronavirus, and it's going to take people by surprise. Hospitals will be overrun, it looks like, within 3 to 4 weeks in places like New York City and Seattle, and eventually maybe a couple weeks later, San Francisco and so on. Right now, the hubs of the coronavirus outbreak are these liberal cities, which I've often described as death traps. So far, the rest of America is only in the sort of small cluster stage, whereas New York is in the full-blown outbreak stage. However, don't take that as a sign that it's not coming to you. So what are clusters today will become full-blown outbreaks, often, you know, 3 weeks later. So in essence, what we're seeing in New York City is the future for Denver or St. Louis or Houston or whatever, Chicago. And this is really what people need to understand, is no one is going to completely escape this. It's going to ravage every city in America, and it will happen with such incredible speed that most people will be just taken by surprise. And so authorities will be slow to react. And in the same sense, Trump was slow to block flights from Europe. He should have done that 3 weeks ago. And frankly, he should have by now already blocked all domestic flights, which as of this recording has not been done. So that means Trump is way behind the curve on this. And I understand he's trying to protect the economy, but the fact that domestic flights are still going on is epidemiologically insane. There's no question the virus is just spreading through the airplanes right now, because that's what it does best, is it spreads through shared enclosed spaces with recirculated shared air, such as cruise ships, you know, and airplanes and taxis and maybe submarines and, you know, those kinds of spaces. That's where it spreads. So Trump is actually too late to stop a massive explosion from taking place in America in the next few weeks. And that's sort of the Italy model. Italy, they waited until it got really bad before locking down the country. And see, what you got to understand is that from the moment you lock things down, there's about a 2-week lag time before the infections peak. And then there's another 3 weeks of peaking of people requiring hospitalization. So even if you lock it down today, you could really say for the next 5, even maybe 6 weeks, you're going to have a surge because those people are already infected. And the virus is working its way through the systems of those individuals who are not yet symptomatic, but will be before long, and they will require hospitalization, you know, a significant portion of them. And that hospitalization will need to last several weeks. So the correct time to lock things down is way before you start to have major outbreaks. And that day in America has already passed, already passed. And in particular cities like New York City, where the governor has now said over the last couple of days that he believes everybody in New York City has been exposed. He says that everybody has been exposed. Well, that's a city of over 8 million people. If everybody's been exposed, and if you have only a 25% infection rate, you could have 2 million people infected in New York City right now. But let's say you only have 1 million people infected in New York City. Well, okay, let's take the best case scenario, a 2% fatality rate. That means 20,000 people are dead in the coming weeks in New York City. And those are really, really low estimates. The actual death rate, according to the WHO and data from around the world, is 5.7%. So that means you could have 57,000 dead people in New York City. But that's not even the worst part of this. What about the hospitalizations? Because by some estimates, about 20% of the people who get infected require hospitalization. So if 1 million are already infected in New York City alone, then you need 200,000 hospital beds. Guess what? They don't exist in New York City. They don't exist practically in the entire country. By my calculations, there are about 250,000 free hospital beds in the entire country. So if New York City needs to hospitalize 200,000 people starting in about 30 days or less, then obviously they're going to run out of hospital beds. So the governor of California, Newsom, just commandeered hotels and said that they're going to put overflow patients in hotels. Now, if you thought Obamacare was bad, wait until a doctor is intubating you in the lobby of a Motel 6. That's an adventure. That's a whole new medical adventure for you right there. You do not want to be in that situation. But New York is going to have to do the same thing. And by the way, all the hotels are empty anyway. So why not commandeer the hotels? But you see, they're obviously not set up as hospitals. So they don't have, you know, the proper air ventilation or filtration. They don't have the proper sinks. They don't have the proper isolation between areas. I mean, you do not want to be operated on in a Motel 6 or whatever hotels or motels they have in New York City. I was at a VA hospital once many years ago when I was actually delivering some computer equipment to this VA hospital, and they were looked like they were doing a tracheotomy on a veteran in a closet. It was horrifying. I even to this day, I'm like, what the hell? What's going on in these VA hospitals? And I know there are a lot of horror stories. Those of you who are veterans, you know, VA hospitals are kind of like third world medicine in some cases, not everywhere, but they don't get the funding they need. They don't have the staff they need. They don't have the facilities. The locations are hard to reach for many veterans. Well, imagine taking that scenario and making it 10 times worse to the point where you don't even have properly experienced doctors anymore in a hospital. You're being worked on by some local college medical intern in a guest room at a Motel 6. That's where this is going. And why? Because people did not act quickly enough. Everybody waited until it was too late. Everybody was blowing this off and saying, oh, it's no big deal. And oh, it's no worse than the flu. And it's going to be fine. I mean, even Trump was saying that in the early days, although he changed. Rush Limbaugh was saying that. Heck, even Dr. Oz is now out there saying something along those lines. Ah, it's no big deal. Everybody's already got it. I don't know. Less than 1% of the population of the country has been infected so far. Less than 1%, which means this party has only just begun, folks. This Titanic cruise into the deep of the Atlantic has only just begun. This is still the good phase. This is the phase before the hospitals get overrun. This is the phase before there's an extended lockdown. This is the phase before the nationwide panic. So if you think that things are nuts now, just recognize you're in the good chapter of this. These are the best of times. The worst of times are yet to come. Speed, folks. It's the speed of this thing moving so quickly, and that's what people forget. So get your preps in order. If you don't, you may not survive that long. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Pandemic.news is the website. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for taking care of yourself, because you will be among the survivors. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.